17. Church of St. Bernard, 406. The Church of St. Bernard originally belonged to the Knights Templar. On the order's suppression, the Knights Hospitaller, dedicated to St. John the Baptist, took over their properties. Late in the 18th century, the congregation of St. Bernard began using them, as evidenced by the images on the church facade. A convent was located to its right. To its front was the ancient St. Mary's Hospital. At the time of the Crusades, Benedictine monks first extended the charity they provided to the poor, sick, and homeless to include treating and caring for Christians on pilgrimage to the Holy Land at the rebuilt St. John's Hospital of Jerusalem. The monastic hospitaller role grew to include armed escorts for pilgrims, and so the chivalric military order was born. A papal bull issued by Pope Paschal II in the year 1113 first recognised as sovereign the Hospitaller Order, also known as the Order of St. John. On their tunics, Knights Hospitaller displayed a white 8-pointed Maltese cross, reflecting their origins in the Amalfi Republic. The Templar Order, with its red cross, purely military when it began, officially became a monastic order in the year 1129 with the help of St. Bernard, a Cistercian from Clairvaux. Papal support enhanced the order's popularity, bringing in large donations of money, land, businesses, and many recruits for a series of crusades. Becoming overly powerful and ungoverned, the order was suppressed in the year 1319. In the years following, many of its convents, including the one in Asciano, passed into the hands of the Knights Hospitaller, later called the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, or more simply, Knights of Malta. A question remains. If the Templar role was to support pilgrims travelling to the Holy Land, why did they have a convent and a hospital in Asciano? Well, perhaps the answer lies in what historians tell us about the Templars' vast financial networks and their lands acquired throughout Christendom. These they acquired with wealth accrued from donations and the managing of estates for noblemen participating in crusades, as well as from their dealings in banking, providing letters of credit to pilgrims, manufacturing, import and export, shipping, farming, winemaking, quarrying, and such.